Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Gloria TP5 on Grown Up Eruptions. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Holla at your girl if you haven't. Before, let me know what y'all think about my poetry. Subscribe, comment, and even give me a question if you'd like me to answer it. Now, tonight, I'm gonna get real deep. Now, before I recite one of my poems, I wanna talk about gun violence. It's crazy. Every time I turn around, I hear about a black man getting shot, arrested, accused of something that they had nothing to do with, but yet they end up on the ground dead. It's not okay. But yet it keeps happening. It's not okay, but yet we're ignored. Falsely arrested, beat up over a broken taillight, like in the movie Boys in the Hood. Perfect example of how we are treated. We are treated like we are dirt on the ground. And honestly, I'm fed up. A lot of us are. But because it happens so often, we're like, well, here we go again. You know? Here we go, going through the same thing. Here we go, don't wanna make the same mistakes. Not again, I don't wanna go through it. If you are 80s baby, you know exactly which group and which song that is. So I am not taking credit for that song. It just came to my mind when I was describing my concerns. Now, Surrender Gunshots is all about gun violence, and I'm gonna recite it. And let me know what y'all think on your views on gun violence and people getting accused and arrested on things that they had nothing to do with, but yet they're on the ground dead. And it's ignored. There's so many situations that go on like that, right? But it's not in the news. It's not in the news. And I'm getting tired of seeing that, you know? How is it that when something happens to a black person, it's not as important as when it happens to someone who's white? It needs to be equal. Anybody who dies, I don't care what color they are. They can be purple. I don't care. It should be announced. It should be on the news, regardless of what race you are. So let me get down to it, y'all. I'm going to recite Surrender Gunshots from Volume 4, Grown Up Eruptions and Explorations by Gloria Pickersgill. Driving while black down the street, minding your own business. On your cell phone you speak. Suddenly, there's silence in the air, and slowly a car drives by, creeping, creeping, creeping in the night. Bullets flying, children screaming, dropping to the cement of the playground floor. Four black men fell with one last breath, falling hard to the ground. One about to graduate. One who just got engaged. One on the way to his pregnant wife. One just sitting on a park bench in his own peace of mind. Gunshots bring death and pain. Gunshots bring no freedom to precious lives. How can you sit there and do nothing? Hell no! No way! Gunshots make tears fall like a rumble in the earth, ready for thunder rolling. With the lightning against the sky, quickly your heart drops, seeing your people drop down one by one, seeing the people die, even those who mind their own business fall in the gutter and lose their lives. Police pull them over, beat them and take their lives. Bullet guns to the brain, bullets to the neck, dropping down on his back, bullets to the heart, in his last heartbeat, in his last breath. Struggling for his last drop of air, last few words struggling to say, life's not fair. While families fall apart, planning funerals, planning burials, hours of struggling to breathe.
Hey guys, it's Chris.
Gunshots make tears fall. Do you hear that mother crying? Like a rumble in the earth, ready for thunder rolling. Do you hear that mother crying? Crying for her son. Gunshots make tears fall like a rumble in the earth. Ready for thunder rolling with the lightning against the sky. Quickly your heart drops, seeing your people drop down one by one, seeing your people die. Even those who mind their own business fall into the gutter and lose their lives. Police pull them over, beat them and take their lives. Bullets, gunshots to the brain. Bullets to the neck, dripping down his back. Bullets to the heart, in his last breath of air. Struggling for his last drop of air, last few words struggling to say, life's not fair. While families fall apart, planning funerals, planning burials, hours of struggling to breathe, placing the bodies one after the other in the ground. Do you really care? Are you just trying to fill a quota? Sudden words with only one sound. Gunshots. 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 All you hear is a person gasping for air, crying out for dear life. screaming out for help, struggling on the pavement ground. One last moment of his precious life. Afro-American. African-American. Native American. Indian. Tamil. Brown. Puerto Rican. Person of color. All nations can fall to the ground if they leave them there. All nations can disappear if you let them fall. Suddenly, total silence. All nations will die without delicate loving care. Pay attention, we are losing our lives. Losing our lives. Yes, we are losing our lives. We are losing God's creatures. Do you hear that sound? We are losing our lives. We are losing God's creatures. Still, with the sadness we feel, feelings of pain just don't go away. It's a struggle for another day. Our pain is transparent. It's real. How can we trust police? How can we not feel? How can we breathe? There is no such thing as freedom. How can we smile knowing our people are dying? Showing they don't care. Do they really care? I need to see proof of that. Show as that you care. To police who do their jobs, to those who keep us safe, to those who answer the phone, not letting it ring. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When an emergency has been placed, they answer. Well, some of them do. Thank you to those who risk their lives every day. Those who don't damage the cop name. Still, there are those who think a gun is a toy, pointing and waving it at a face. Many at who don't have a choice. As some of them smile as they call us names, breathing an innocent person. Beating an innocent person half to death. Just walking away while they struggle to breathe in their last breath. Those who laugh in our faces when yellow tape has been placed. Leaking blood out of their bodies. For some, it's gushing out in puddles on the cement floor. Bruises all over their arms and legs. Broken bones. Some just leave you dead on the floor, families with their broken hearts, answers of the unknown. We are losing our lives. This is something that can no longer be ignored. I'm suggesting you sit there. Yes, you sit there and you will listen. You need to feel what they feel. Maybe you would understand what is real. You will listen to the tears we cry. You will listen to the families who cry and die. What if it was your pain? What if it was your child that was shot one day? What if it was your mother losing blood? What if it was your mother who was shot and left for dead? What if it was your best friend, your cousin, your child? I bet things would be different then. Listen to this mother who lost her child. Do you hear her? Do you hear her? Listen to silent words crying in the spirit of the night. Listen to the ongoing nightmare, sleepless nights. Listen to a sister who lost her best friend. Yeah. Listen to a sister who lost her best friend that cold summer night. The teacher who tried to save a student. The teacher who fell apart telling his classmates, explaining to his parents what happened. There's so many to save. Listen to the father. Look at him, the father who had to lift his daughter off the playground. Do you hear him? Do you hear the pain in his tears? People are dying. Yes, people are dying. He had to lift his daughter off the playground floor, attending the funeral, lowering her body into the ground. Listen to a sister explaining to her mother. They were at the park, and Joseph was shot and fell to cement ground. The grandmother who lost her grandson walking to the corner store. My best friend was shot. Thank God he's alive today. People dying can't be ignored. Why can't you wake the hell up? Pay attention. We need to do something now. 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 That was Gloria Pickersgill with Surrender Gunshots from Grown Up Eruptions and Explorations. Yes, it's connected to My Beginning with No End adult poetry series, but this volume is called Grown Up Eruptions and Explorations. Now, I understand that was a harsh poem, but it's reality, y'all. That's what we go through. That's what we see. That's what we feel. That's what happens to us as Black people. We have to bury our children, our friends, our family members because someone was shot. We have to bury our family members because some idiot decided to use a gun, point it at them, and shoot them down. And I pray that those people who have lost someone or know of someone who has been shot, I pray for your healing. I pray for your struggle. And know that God is with you. This is Grown Up Eruptions with Gloria TP5, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Y'all can catch me every week. As long as y'all listen, I will keep producing. And as you can hear it in my voice, the seriousness of gun violence. It needs to stop, y'all. Now. For real. I can feel it in my heart. My body is trembling after I read this poem. Because it's a reality. I've had a friend who was shot. In his brain. I've had a friend who was walking home and a gun was pulled on her. I thank God she is okay today. She is living and she is functioning properly because the man pulled her to the ground, but she was rescued by another student. So, that was Surrender Gunshots. And that is one of the longest poems that I have. As far as I see it, it's a short story put into a poem. I hope y'all see the reality of it. Please feel free to leave comments, questions, subscribe. Check me on Facebook and Instagram on with the name Gloria TP5, y'all. And if y'all want a copy of my book, let a sister know. Send me a message on anchor.fm and I'll get right back to you. And like I said, y'all, this gun violence, we need to put an end to it. And those police officers that like to just shoot up people for no reason, God's watching. There's something called karma. And God is watching. So if you're not protecting somebody with that gun, put it away. And at the same time, make sure you're protecting someone. And it's not just a guess. Because maybe your life will be gone if you keep up what you're doing. Yes, there are good police officers out there. And thank you to those who actually do what they're supposed to do. But those that became a police officer to torture people, God's watching. Okay? Yeah. God's watching. And he sees everything. Regardless if you're Christian or not, God sees everything. He created this earth. He created this earth. And God pushed me to do this poem. And I'm glad I did it. Because I hope it reaches people down in their soul. And they help people deal with this. Amen, y'all. Amen. Here we go. Going through the same thing. Here we go. Don't want to make the same mistakes. Not again. I don't want to go through it. And yeah, we don't want to go through it again. All right, y'all. Be safe. Be smart. And be careful. All right, y'all. This is Gloria TP5 signing out, y'all. This is Tuesday nights on Grown Up Eruption. Hey, everyone. As you may know, that is a repeated poem. But today I was browsing through my poem podcast and I came across it. And I was listening to it. And wherever you are in this world, there is a lot of gun violence. And no matter when I hear my poem, or read it, or listen to it, it's like real life all over again. This poem is to bring awareness to those who don't know. Maybe you're living in a city where there's no gun violence. Maybe you're living in a city where every time you turn the corner, there's someone with a gun. Or maybe you're living in a war place. Surrender Gunshots was a poem that really hit home. I knew a few people that got shot. Seen it on the news. I had a friend who actually got shot in his brain a few times. And he's still alive today, thank God. And then when I was at Howard, one of my friends went off campus and a gun was pulled on her. And then one of my really good friends, their brother was shot when he was 15. Never got to meet him. But guns kill people. Guns in the wrong hands can really kill a person. Stupid people with guns kill people. And for those who have already heard this poem, I'm just repeating it because of the significance of it. And because this year has been a year of killings and shootings and people dying by people with that have no sense at all with a gun. I'd really like to know who invented the gun. Sorry about that. I got people texting me. Yeah, so it's crazy. But I had to repeat this poem. I really had to. You know? I had to repeat it. Because when I heard it, I was actually crying. And my heart dropped when I heard it again. Those are the one of the poems that I like to try to avoid. But you can't, because it's real life, you know? So, when you listen to the poem and you hear the sound effects, I thought I'd put some sound effects in there, because this poem without sound effects is not really worth what it could be worth. And you close your eyes and you listen to this poem with the sound effects, it might get you angry. It might get you upset. It might bring back bad memories. But it's reality, yo. It really is. So, thank you for those who are listening. And obviously, Tuesday nights is no longer poetry night. I have about 50 poems throughout my podcast. And if I feel the need, I will put in another poem. But if you want to purchase my books, you can purchase it directly from me. You can email me at GloriaPickersGill8899@gmail.com. And I will put the spelling of my name and I will put the email in my description if you would like to purchase a book directly from me. The difference between purchasing it on Amazon.ca or .com and buying it from me, you will get it autographed. You will get the book blessed. I pray over any of my books that I send out. And you definitely have to pay for shipping and handling, but it's half the price. Okay? So, and again, as you see, I'm pausing. I'm just blown away every time I listen to that poem with the sound effects. It really hits my heart hard. And I have to really pray for people who are dealing with all that on a regular basis. But I'm going to go. And a lot of people ask me why you haven't come out with another book. Honestly, this was not my last book, but it was my last volume for now. It was put out last year, but I've had so much stuff going on and I don't have money for marketing and book fairs and all that stuff. I don't have money for that. So that's probably why you haven't heard about my book broadcasted. I don't have money for commercials and all that. So that's why I advertise here. And it seems that I get more attention on Facebook and Instagram than I do on Anchor.fm. And I'm just going to keep doing what I do, because recently I was listening to my podcast where I was talking about my poem, He Called Me. And that dream reminds me that God gave me the Bible in my dream, and the Bible is powerful for me. In the right hands, the Bible is very powerful. And I'm going to keep doing what I do. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for loving me for who I am. Thank you for appreciating me and my stories and my testimonies. Thank you for loving me for who I am. Because I'm here because God put me here. He is not finished with me yet. And things are really looking up for me. I went to the doctor and I found out a few things. I'm okay, don't get me wrong, but these things are going to help to improve my health and make me better, you know, so I don't have to worry every few months, oh, I'm going to be sick, yada, yada, yada. I'm so tired of it. But yeah, I finally have a doctor that understands that what I'm going through is actually hard, you know. I have two doctors that help me through this now. And last Thursday, I went to my new doctor. And it seems to really understand what I'm dealing with throughout my whole life. My home life, my church life, my personal life, everything. And it really seems to be looking up. And I want to thank you for all your prayers, all your love, all your support, all your patience, all your commitment and your loyalty. Thank you for listening to Grown Up Eruptions, and thank you for joining my Facebook page, Gloria TP5, and thank you for my Instagram fans, Gloria TP5, the title of it, and thank you for my Twitter fans, my Howard fans, my church fans, my Anchor, my Breaker, Stitcher, iTunes, all of y'all. Thank you. If you listen to one episode, if you listen to all of them, if you only listen to some, thank you for supporting me. I really appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, seriously. Like, I remember days when I wanted to stop doing my podcast. And people would call in and say, you changed my life, or you helped me with this, or thank you for getting me through the day. Things like that help me to keep going. Because on Anchor.fm, if you're in Canada, you don't get paid for these podcasts. And I said, I'm like, why am I doing this? It's not even about getting paid. But when you can barely make payment for your medication, you have to find ways to make money. And now my medicine's going to be even more. I don't even get paid minimum wage. It's crazy. I don't get paid minimum wage. I don't get paid enough. I'm looking for other jobs, but when you get treated like a runaway slave at your job and the other workers are getting treated real well and you really don't have a choice because that's the only source of money you have, you just go through it for survival. So I'm asking y'all to survive, okay? Don't harm others, but protect yourself. Love yourself. Put yourself first, all right? So your girl got to go. Because I got to put this milk in the fridge before it spoils. I'm watching my milk here, sitting for a good hour to put that in the fridge. All right, y'all? So, peace and love. I love y'all so much. Call in and let me know you listening, all right? If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you just want to say, hey, I'm listening, or I'm here, or I exist. Send your girl a message on anchor.fm, all right?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.